Donald Trump calls out Reno Republicans at CPAC, get rid of them all. By Charlie Spiering on February 28, 2021. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday listed a handful of congressional Republicans who opposed him after the 2020 election, urging his supporters to vote them out of office. Trump spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, shaming the Republicans who continued to publicly oppose him and those who voted with Democrats to impeach him after he left office. The list included 17 Republicans. Senator Richard Ember of North Carolina. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Senator Patrick J. Toomey of Pennsylvania. Representative Tom Rice of South Carolina. Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington. Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio. Representative Fred Upton of Michigan. Representative Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington. Representative Peter Meyer of Michigan. Representative John Katko of New York. Representative David Valadao of California. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming. Trump saved Cheney for last, decrying her as a warmonger and noted that the Wyoming GOP censured her over voting to impeach him. In her state, her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen, he said. Hopefully they'll get rid of her in the next election, he continued. Get rid of them all. Trump warned that the Renos who continued to oppose him would further divide the Republican Party. The Republican Party is united. The only division is between a handful of Washington, D.C. establishment political hacks, he said. Again, he praised Democrats for sticking together in political fights and decried Republicans for divisiveness in the party. If Republicans do not stick together, the Renos that we're surrounded with will destroy the Republican Party and the American worker and will destroy our country itself, he said. Trump did not specifically call out Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, but recalled that he saved his Senate seat in Kentucky by giving him an endorsement, which he reminded voters was at his request. He cited the success of the House Republicans in the 2020 elections, insisting the party rode on the coattails of his presidential campaign. That's why I am announcing that I will be actively working to elect strong, tough, and smart Republican leaders, he said.